Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Terrell, this is Brian. How you doing?
All right.
Oh boy, I am an installer. I have a work order for you.
All right, what's the number?
07916 Delta 23.
Customer name and address.
Mary LaPorte, 19 Cranberry Lane, Concord, Mass.
All right. How can we help you?
Actually, Terrell, I am here. This was just installed a couple of days ago. And she had, through the whole cycle, she ended up with a little puddle in front of her dishwasher. So I was in the area. I came over. And I've been here a while. It's taken me a while to find it, but what it is the right rear, the bottom corner, is this must be damaged on the seam. You can see a dent underneath, but it's seeping water out of the seam. It took about 15 minutes for me to get the leak, but it's the dishwasher is definitely damaged on the lower rear corner underneath, though. So it started dripping after about 15, 20 minutes. She had a puddle after a whole cycle last night. It was actually the first time she used it. So I guess I just, get it notated, get out of breeze, and put it in for an exchange for this lady.
Okay. All right, just a second. Let me reach out to the customer in the DOD.
I am standing with her right here if you want to talk to her, but you can call also, whatever you want, Terrell.
Yes, sir, I understand. Just a moment.
Okay. Sometimes they'll either talk to you direct in my call. So it's XPO. They're a logistics company that works between us and Best Buy and also Home Depot, and they do scheduling and stuff for us. So they'll set this all up. And the first step to get the ball rolling. It is, but it's a few different steps. But once it's in place, it works out well. XPO is huge. They're nationwide. So, yeah, they're very, very big. Yeah, out of Spencer, Mass. Gordon's been doing this for 20-something years. Yeah, 20-something years he's been doing it. Yeah, actually full licensed plumbers, everything. We do everything from remodels to electricians, everything. So, yeah. But, you know, it's all about taking care of the customer, too. You know, you get a leak, we want to find out why, and we don't want to make sure it doesn't cause any damage either.
Nope, the guy did a good job, and I think that we'll I let them know that too when I get back. Hey, we had a service call. It wasn't your fault. I had one similar about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. But sometimes you'll have like an insulation on the top, and underneath the insulation in the top corner was the same thing. It was bent underneath the guys at the fire. While it was running, plus it throws the water up. After a while, it ran down. It happens. They get banged up in the warehouses. It does happen, though. It's nothing out of the ordinary, believe me. Yeah, Terrell's probably, he's going to call. We have this DOD line that we call. DOD